Two Whales and Hockey Tales with Wally. For the fans, to the players, living their hockey dream. Two Whales and Hockey Tales with Wally. Kim Carden, Cinder Yuski, and everywhere in between. Oh, I hope you don't mind if I introduce you to another Shed guy. And remember, kids, when it is fun. Two Whales and Hockey Tales with Wally. 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 Throw me some chocolate, please.
Welcome to another episode of Two Ales and Hockey Tales with Wally. And today I am so excited to have on two 31-year-olds and a 33-year-old from Concord and Hammond, Ontario, Canada, and Colorado Springs, USA. Their hockey journey has taken them to Canada, the USA, Norway, Czechia, Italy, Denmark, Slovakia. They first mucked it up together in Innsbruck, Austria. And they have quickly become legends in the Shed and Sheffield, England. Since episodes 352, 355, and 360 have already combined for 2,005 goals, plays, or listens. They have continued running amok of the EIHL since then, becoming Challenge Cup champions. Oh, and fun fact, they are a combined plus 72 on the season. Becoming league champions, winning is fun. And they warmed my heart taking a picture with the Shed Boost flag on the very ice I became a Challenge Cup champion. Welcome back to the Shed, the champ tans, and the sauce.
So you could have left my age out, probably, no?
Well, you're a winner. People want winners no matter what age they are.
Oh, right? Man. Thanks for having us.
Yes, thanks for coming back on. So it's been a whirlwind since I talked to you guys. Yeah, who wants to take that?
Yeah, it's been pretty crazy. I think, I mean, obviously, I think I was second to you talking to, but either way, we were kind of in the middle of like a winning streak at that point, and suddenly, you know, three trophies became a reality or a possibility.
Sure did.
As we got closer to the end of the season, and I think we've kind of now, you know, established ourselves as, you know, as a pretty good team as a whole, and could go down in some history to win a third one. So yeah, it's been fun. It's been a fun ride, a lot of laughs.
Who was the last team to win a Grand Slam?
Belfast did it last year.
Was that last year they did that?
Yeah.
I just, to bring up funny stuff, is like, you know, preseason rankings, I always find them funny. Because I'm a sponsor of the Manchester Storm this season, and we were picked dead last. And they're in fourth place, and I think it's funny. And I'm sure everybody picked Belfast to win, but hey, look at you guys, eh?
Yeah, I had something to say about it.
What's that?
That we had something to say about it, too. We didn't think it was, we thought we were pretty good coming in, so we're happy we've gotten a couple trophies so far.
Yeah, and great photo after you guys won the Challenge Cup. The three of you standing in front of the net, just the happiest guys in the world, eh?
Yeah, man. Yeah. Came here to win together, and we did just that. So that was a pretty cool moment for us, I think.
By the way, now I have a beard, too. Eh? I don't know if I had a beard when we talked last, but I'm in my playoffs now, too. And I'm weeks and weeks into it, and we have not lost a game. And we're going to all Ontario's. Check this out, guys. While you were winning, I was winning too.
Yeah.
But it's not a cup, so I couldn't drink out of it.
Kevin did enough of that for everybody.
So, Tans, let's talk about that. One of your poster picks is as hockey as a photo gets. The trophy upside down on your head like a helmet, and you look like the guy that stands out front of the store, like waves in the wind. You know that guy, the big blow-up guy?
Yeah. A guy did it on my team last year, and I thought it was hilarious. So it is hilarious.
You're right.
Wear a trophy as a hat. Why not?
I agree. I wish I could wear that one as a hat. But your coach must be very proud, because I couldn't be prouder of my fellas and like my other coaches for winning, because it takes everybody to win. And I've seen your roster. I've seen the plus minuses of the whole squad. It really does take everyone to win, doesn't it?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we kind of had a cool moment the other day when we came to practice on the Tuesday, and it was like the first time that we actually kind of had a discussion about like how special it really was, because everybody kind of just jumped right into party mode there for a couple of days. But
well, you need to. Yeah,
no, it's just good validation too. You just love to, I think we all respect Foxy a lot, and like I said, we wanted to do that for him. But I think just also with the group that we had, it was just something that was had been on our minds and a goal of ours. And to hear the validation come from him, like, it was just that he was proud of us for what we had done, like, given the way the season has gone, I think was just like an awesome moment for me anyway.
Well, you guys have been as resilient as team and people can get with everything that's gone on this season. And I mean, you know, I'm sure the Devils fans are so upset with me these days, and I'm sorry. I'm still a Devil. I just sponsored the Storm to bring parity into the league with all these budgets, and they support me with chocolate. But the Steelers, like what you guys have done this year, who's kidding who? You guys are the best, and have done it through adversity. And yeah, I'm proud of you guys. So, yeah, there you go. Mm-hmm. Winning is fun. But Sauce, after you came on, you had a 5-point night, eh? Because when you came on, you're like, you know, I feel like I'm just off getting, you know, I could have a few more points. And it's like, but it's okay, we're winning, I am doing my thing. And then the next game, you got 5 points, eh? That's cool.
Well, these two guys went on, and then I think Kev was on like a 4 or 5 game goal scoring streak there, and then Champ got absolutely as hot as you can get right after he went on. And so I just was like,
boost alive.
I want some of that. And
well, so, I'm Poppy, still
nobody talks about it, but Sauce's mommy was here. That's probably why he played so well. He got lots of hugs.
I always seem to play well whenever she comes to visit, so I think it was a combination. I'm not gonna take the credit away from your podcast of giving
that's
me
okay.
I try to
take the credit, but it's you guys going out and doing it. I just talk to you and try to tell you you're good at hockey, because I don't think good hockey players hear that from many people all the time.
Yeah.
Tans, the other thing you did other than score a bunch was you got to wear the C.
Yeah, it was cool. Pretty cool feeling. Kind of surprising also, but you know, it was an honor to wear that. You know, when Doughty was away for a little bit when he was hurt, you know, stepping into his shoes is not something that's super easy. He's a great captain, but I just figured wanted to help the team out as much as I could in those games, especially.
Well, it would be an honor. I mean, the Steelers are a historic franchise, and to ever put a C on is pretty cool. I mean, I never ever wore a C at any level. I was more of an assistant captain type of a guy, you know.
Yeah, it's I've only worn a C in minor hockey, so it's been a while.
Yeah, and I guess Shed Guy Dylan Bath, we set up that he could meet you. You're his favorite player.
Yeah, right on. It was nice to meet him. It was kind of just like you know, you meet a few players after the end of the game, and you sign autographs, or not, you meet a few people after the games and you sign autographs. He comes up, he's like, "Hey, I'm a Shed Boost." I'm like, "Ah, what's up?"
Cool. Awesome stuff. And he was wearing my sweater. And those are available at aleshockeytales.com, folks, if you want a hoodie. They look pretty good on people. Because somebody on your team was signing an autograph at your fun practice there that we got to get into. But they were wearing a 2 Ales and Hockey Tales hoodie, and I posted it, and then somebody wrote to me, and they're like, "Hey, that's me," and I'm like, "That's so cool! Small world." AlesHockeyTales.com, folks. you guys looked like you had a really fun practice. Like, and I really respect your coach. I think he's done a fantastic job. I think bringing in, letting Champ help him recruit and bring in his friends, and vote that you vouched for him. He took you in. I think the way he built the roster this year is the way you do things. And also, he always has his game face on. You can tell he's a competitor. And when you do win, you have to let your hair down a bit. And I thought it was really cool, the photos I saw of him taking a shootout with one skate on and doing one with like a beer helmet on. That's hockey. Winning's fun.
Yeah, we did, we wanted to do like, I guess there's a thing every year here for season ticket holders. There's an open practice where, you know, your heart rate's on the board, and usually it's like a normal practice. But this year,
serious?
This year was
they show the guys' heart rates.
Apparently, yeah, they get.
Then fans would finally realize what I was going through out there.
What's that?
Then the fans would finally know what I was going through out there, just to play.
Back checking drills, just seeing.
Oh, well, you get those big tall guys like you, Tansy, that just skate around like a swan, and then there's the little short fat guys that are out there just giving her.
Yeah, but that was our first practice since went in, so figured we were gonna turn it into a little bit more of a fun practice that time, and did like a strip shootout at the end, and you had to take off a piece of equipment every time that you when you missed. So Foxy had missed, took off his jacket, and then he took off like his gloves too, and then he was just like, "Well, I guess I gotta take off a skate." So
and pretty fun. Yeah. So if he wouldn't have, did he must have scored that time?
He did score eventually, yes.
With one skate on.
Yeah.
I've heard of the strip shootout before. I knew what you're talking about. Who lost?
Brett Newman, I think.
Newman did.
How geared down are we talking?
He was going out there shirtless. He had his whole full bottom on, but
He still had some wiggle room, eh? Actually, forget what I talked to a lot of people. Somebody told me about a strip shootout that like there were no fans watching, and it got right down to it. There's a lot of hockey that goes on in the UK, isn't there? Like, it's pretty fun playing hockey in the UK, isn't it?
Definitely.
Yeah, fans are nice here. It's
Yeah, strip shootouts. And I also saw there was a flip a cup game.
Yeah. I think there was like three. Well, the day before, Foxy said it was going to be like all fun, like games. And then somebody had started a rumor saying it was going to be like was going to be beer Olympics. And we all thought like that was a joke because. Like last year, like Tansy said, we had the heart rates up on the screen, and we're like going up and down doing 1-on-1s and 2-on-2s and stuff. So when we got to the rink, there was a board, and he basically explained like, yeah, it's going to be like beer Olympics, like flip cup, basically baseball. Loser has to what are the beer bong things? So it's like kind of a, what's that?
A funnel. Yeah, funnel.
Funnel, oh, yeah.
I'm a sipper. Yeah. I couldn't do that.
I'd have balance issues
again.
you had like the losing team, or the winning team chose like one of the losing team guys to do one of those. There was like the flip cup. Then there was like some relay race and then like there was an incorporation with the flip cup. So it was just like a bunch of
the funnest practice things. Ever.
Yeah, essentially. Yeah, but most people would think.
Well, it sounds like your coach really knows how to hockey, because did it just happen to be that practice that was planned already, or does after you won they planned that?
No, he said like this has been planned for months now. So unfortunately,
and just timing is everything.
Yeah, basically, and if you know Fox, he's like a really stoic guy. So like you sometimes don't really know if he's like kidding around or so. When he came in and had this like massive board and it was like all like teams for Beer Olympics written on there, we were like, oh, it's gonna be way different. And he actually participated too, which is like, this year has been a different side of Foxy, I think, than last year. I saw, like I said, he's like really stoic, and you know, he's not like really like a, he doesn't really like talk a whole lot. You know, he's pretty, he's got a pretty like stoic demeanor, but I think when we saw him, I think when was it, like December, he came back one day, we, us three play at the card table with a couple other guys, and he came back and was like, hey, mind if I jump in? And we were like shocked, thought he was kidding, took a seat right on the empty seat, and just we started chucking the cards, which was hilarious. And that was the first time I saw him like a different side, a little bit of a different side of him. So
opening up a bit.
Kind of cool. Yeah, he took our money, which is not fun.
This guy's played a lot of hockey, it sounds like.
Yeah, he gets it for sure. And then obviously after winning and stuff, he's like, I know you boys don't really want to be here right now and rather be doing anything else, but he's like, we'll make it fun. And it was nice to be with the guys, obviously, and just doing something like something that we love and also kind of incorporating some fun stuff. And then obviously the fans, kind of a, you know, a win-win for everybody.
Yeah, sure would be. Sounds like a good night.
And nobody got hurt, which is the most important.
That is important because people can get injured celebrating.
Yeah.
And I'm like celebrating. I've celebrated. Yeah, actually, weird one. My son asked me the other day when the most hungover I've ever been is. And I was like, oh, that's an easy answer. When we won in Germany. I'd lost in the finals 2 years in a row, my first 2 years pro, and then finally did her the third year. Got away from me.
That'll happen.
The second day, that's where you got to be careful, folks. If you haven't slept enough and you get up and do it again, can get away from you, especially if they don't tell you there's a parade. And then there is one. And then you embarrass yourself in front of the whole town of Biedingheim. Shoot. Did anybody get carried away? I guess everybody did, probably.
I was shocked to see Tansy.
Everybody's healthy, though. That's good.
I was shocked to see Tansy at practice today, to be honest with you.
Oh, no.
He's a pro. You guys haven't played since you won, have you?
Oh, Saturday.
Okay. So how many games are left?
Five.
Okay. So it's all going to happen quick, and then it's playoff time, eh? So it's, you guys have really worked for your home ice in the one game back and forth.
Yeah.
I find it funny that there's no home ice in that league.
I know. Is interesting.
They do hockey different. So winning a league, it's hard, but you guys really made it look easy, I guess.
Yeah, I think go ahead.
Yeah, I think we just, you know, we, those long stretches of wins kind of really separated us. I think we just did a good job of, you know, stringing those winning streaks together. I think it was just the separating factor. And then for me too, just the fact that we hadn't lost back-to-back nights, like that truly just like separates you, you know, when you're trying to win every regular season game, and it takes on so much more importance than what I had been used to, you know, lose one on a weekend, kind of no big deal, but here it just, you know, it means so much more. And for me, I think, yeah, we played well enough all the time, but I think it was just those long streaks that we put together, and then the fact that when we did
back to back, yeah.
Yeah. When you know, we dropped a couple,
that's consistency, right? I mean,
yeah, for sure. It's, we weren't playing necessarily our best hockey all the time, but it was like, we found a way to win and extend those streaks. And then, you know, when we dropped one, like we shouldn't have, you know, one comes to mind, the one in Fife that ended like a 14 game winning streak. Drop that game, you know, we weren't at our best. It's a tough place to play. They played really well, but then like to not get discouraged and frustrated that, oh, we just kind of blew
you got
one
right
here.
Back
like
on the horse.
Yeah. Just, you just respond. And I think that's what we've we had done all year. It's just like, even when we'd win a game, we didn't play well. We'd come back the next night and like make a statement, you know, like this is how we actually play. And
oh yeah, I know what you mean though. Like going into the playoffs, we booked an exhibition game against actually the team we're going to open up the round robin of all Ontario's against, and we laid an egg. Maybe they're awesome, but I thought we were brutal. They beat us 3-0, and I thought it was our worst game of the year. And coaches after were like, what is going on? Like, we haven't played well in 5-6 games. Like, we have won, but we're not the same team. And then we're like, well, when did we play our best this year? And it was like, well, that tournament we won, these were the lines. And we're like, let's go back to that. Tell them right now, tomorrow we're going back and we're going to go back to this. And we're getting back on the horse and let's just leave this one here. And we haven't lost a game since. And it's been incredible to watch. And they got right back on the horse after being so brutal. They went and beat the best team the next day. And that was the same team we ended up putting out. And to see kids getting it like you guys get it, that like you lose a game, you get right back on the horse.
Yeah, especially down the stretch for us, I think we got everyone's best game every night. So would I say we played our best hockey? No, but you're getting everyone's A1 game down the stretch here to kind of finish it off. I think the last like 3 weeks. So it's, you know, Cardiff, we went to Cardiff last Wednesday. You know, they played a really good game. They played really well. They gave us nothing, you know, and it could be easy for guys to get discouraged or down on themselves, like you were saying, but you know, it's a testament to like the team all year. I think the word is like resilience that a lot of people have been throwing around, and those are the games where it's like, could be easy to start a skid. Like one turns to two, turns to four. Now you're looking on the out, you know, now you're on the outside looking in because everyone's playing good hockey and it's pretty much getting down to crunch time. Everyone's playing at their best. So yeah, I think overall it was important for us to make sure that we never lost two in a row. And, you know, if we didn't have a great game, we'd bounce back. And yeah, I don't think there would have been two games back to back where we really, you know, quote unquote, laid an egg or gave up both games, a lot of chances.
Well, to bring up the Cardiff thing is, I mean, I'd had you guys on and, you know, I'm calling it a shed boost. And I was like, oh man, they cannot go to Cardiff and win the league at my barn. And I'm like, that can't happen. And huh. And I knew what the speech would have been in that room before. It's like, that is not happening here. They are not winning here. And they would have brought their A game. They would have brought everything they had. I saw there was a bit of mucking it up in that game too. But I mean, my research team isn't this hot. But if I was a betting man, I bet the season Cardiff's having right now would have won the league other years. And you guys have just been that good that it's already done with 5 games left.
Yeah, they're definitely a good team. They battle hard. You know, I think they've only lost like 12 or 13 games this year. So, they're a pretty deep team. They've got a good squad on that side. They definitely had a season that is worth more than second place, I guess.
Yeah. Well, there's only one trophy left and it's just going to be a barn burner. You know what I think should happen? Is, I mean, so Manchester, the team I sponsor, is in fourth and they'll get no home ice like everybody else. Same with you and Cardiff. But if, say, all three of the squads that I shed boosted were at playoff weekend and all the shed fans we're coming together. It's in Nottingham, I'm assuming, again, right? I was just thinking out loud in my shed again, folks. It should be a chocolate off. I know the players like competing. Why don't the fans compete? Manchester, if you play Sheffield. Cardiff, if you play Sheffield or Manchester, let's have a chocolate off. You know? Fun is fun.
The finals won't be able to move because it'll be so full of chocolate.
So Dan's, I just only hear rumors, you know, unless people send me photos. I don't know about this stuff. You've been getting some Toblerones?
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm. I've been getting lots of chocolates.
That's nice, eh? Being nice is nice.
I just start just giving pucks for free because our cabinet's still full of chocolate. It was getting too much to keep up with it.
And sauce, did you get some Ferrero Rochers?
Yeah, dude, I got the most massive like Easter egg Ferrero-Rocher after the Tuesday's this last Tuesday's practice. It's insane. I'm getting way too much, like Kev said. It's awesome, but
it is awesome. Oh man. And I just want Cardiff to throw Kit Kats for Mosey when they run amok, you know? And they've only been like sprinkling them. I want it to like rain, like push the envelope, folks. Get involved. You know, let Sheffield and Manchester outplay it. Come on. Be better, right?
That guy doesn't need any more chocolate. You see his body?
He's fast. He's tall and skinny, isn't he?
I know. Well, I mean, he's got a weird body, but he can skate. That's for sure.
He can skate, man. Yeah. Well, he eats like microwavable cheeseburgers for like this weird.
I know. Does he talk about that? He had like.
Yeah.
Had
got, so game. That was like the first thing we ever got fun for someone after a game was we got the Twix started for Mac and Cardiff. And then Mosey talked about his microwavable cheeseburgers while he was in Sheffield. And I think it was Barry the Baguette brought him a microwavable cheeseburger.
That guy's unbelievable. He was having like Costco hot dogs for pregame and like mac and, putting them on mac and cheese and stuff. He scored two goals and he just kind of like kept it for a couple games. His parents brought him White Castle cheeseburgers from home. He was having White Castle cheeseburgers for pregame. Like,
yeah, he told everybody about it on here.
I know. He's that
got
guy's
a great diet.
He's one of a kind. That guy is so funny. He still skates faster than anybody else when he's eating cheeseburgers. It makes no sense.
Yeah, like, it's weird for me with this Sheffield thing because it's like when people support me in the shed, it's like I get all confused. You know, it's like I am a devil. So back off. Stop being nice to me. But like Barry the Baguette is playing. You guys are probably in the room and don't know anything about this. In intermission, every game, they play paper, rock, scissor at the glass. Barry the Baguette's in the crowd, and Steeler Dan comes around and plays paper, rock, scissor on the ice with him, and he's wearing a Two Ales and Hockey Tails hat every time. It's wild.
Oh, I didn't see that. That's funny.
Yeah, they have like an all-season-long battle of paper, rock, scissor, and they do best out of three every intermission, or one intermission a game, I guess, but it's cool, and it's cool he's wearing my hat. Small world. And you guys took a Shed Boost photo. It was, that's cool. Sarah made a Shed Boost flag, and did she throw it on the ice then? You guys got your photo?
I don't know. Where did that come from? Somebody, one of these guys, I think one of you guys brought it over to me. It's like, hey, we got to take a photo with this.
I think Dean was the guy with.
I had the Wolster on right before the Challenge Cup final, and I told him what my wishes were. I said, I need that photo with those guys with the Shed Boost flag and you.
No, you got it.
Fun stuff. And I am getting it printed and putting in the shed. You know, memories, hockey memories.
Yeah. There you go.
Even if I have nothing to do with it, I can still feel a part of winning when I'm in my shed.
There you go.
Right? Mm-hmm. And, Champ, did you get any chocolate too?
Yeah, well, I didn't get it thrown at me every game like these guys did, but on my walk, sometimes a couple times on my walk out, I got a giant Dairy Milk Cadbury chocolate bar, which was nice to the fans. But, you know, they'd write a note on it and stuff. But yeah, I definitely, those two guys probably got enough chocolate for the next 3 years. At least.
That's funny stuff. And Tans, you did put on Twitter or whatever it's called nowadays. That you had got enough chocolate and you wanted anything weird and fun, right?
Oh yeah, yeah. Those old 11 p.m. after a couple of pop tweets,
they'll get you.
I saw it the next morning and I was just kind of like, oh man.
Oh shoot. So did you get anything? I saw someone made a Lego guy of you. That was cool.
Got a Lego guy. I got like bunch of different kind of food. I got like a rubber. I got a onesie, a shark onesie.
Shut up. There you go. I couldn't hear you for a second. You got a shark onesie?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. It doesn't fit, but it's
how close is it to fitting?
Oh, we're going to make it fit now.
Yeah, you're going to have to. If you guys win the playoffs, I want to see a picture in the shark onesie. Come on.
Yeah, it's.
I can't hear him again. Can you guys hear him?
Yeah, I can hear him.
Yeah, I can hear him.
What the heck? I couldn't hear him for a second there.
But yeah, there was a lot of fun, weird stuff that got thrown on for sure.
Well, that's a fun tradition, right? I like starting hockey traditions. The chocolate in Manchester is a tradition now when they win. And anything weird and fun for you, it's like, well, I mean, it doesn't matter what game of the season is, folks. If you think of something weird and fun, why don't we do it, right?
You
Fun
know
is
what,
fun.
Kev, why don't you tell them about your prank that you did at Ice Death Field?
Oh, where I wore your clothes?
Yeah, that one.
This year was bugging me in the morning, so I'm a little bit team prankster guy, and so he was in the shower, and I got unshowered before him and went to get dressed, and his clothes were right beside mine, so I just got dressed quickly in his clothes, left all my clothes, and I left the arena.
When did you give him back? Did you go back?
Yeah, I went back to my apartment in Dan's clothes, and I called him, and he was wondering where his clothes were. He was pretty upset.
Did they fit? You're pretty tall.
No, I got two shoes that are stretched out now, and I got a pair of Lulus that I got to return. Tell them somebody wore them.
That's funny.
Dan called me saying that I need to absolutely return to the rink now, and I just kept saying, Dan. Dan. He eventually came home in my clothes and waited for him at his apartment. And, he cried a little bit. We had a good laugh about it.
You were the only one laughing.
That sounds like hockey.
Laughing besides Dan.
Oh, that was hilarious.
That's a good one. That's a good one. Other things we should bring up is Dowdy and somebody are going to go pour the water on Foxy while Wolster's about to, he takes the shot of the water going on him. But Tans, man, that's a heck of a toe pick you took there, eh, in the background?
Yeah, stepped on my wrist guard that was at my foot. Didn't see it. Came out of nowhere.
Your wrist guard, oh, the slash guard thingamajiggy.
Yeah, it was like, just
you
like,
take that off when you win, and then you step on it.
Exactly, it's supposed to protect you.
Literally, one of the funniest videos I've ever been sent, and that was, it was sent to me by Scott Ancliffe, who's a Steeler fan that came on. That's a world famous photographer guy now. I think he was the one that took the video from the crowd and sent it to me.
It crossed my mind that that'd be videotaped. Like when I saw it later that night, I was like, "Oh, that's hilarious."
I think it's such a small world that I feel like I'm there when you guys win. I got sent the video of when the buzzer went and you guys all go to the net. And it, for me, when you've won a few times, like it brings back so many memories. And like I had just won with my boys and you're an orange team and we're an orange team. And like the photos were like the same of all the gloves. It's just cool to see. Winning's fun, but it makes me feel like I'm there. It's a small world and people are sending me videos like, as you toe pick, I'm getting sent the video like, check this out. But you did not break your beer, and that was a glass bottle, was it not?
Yeah, no, I kept it perfectly even.
That was an athletic play.
I didn't think the liquid shifted inside the bottle when I fell.
That was an athletic play. That was an athletic play to save that beer.
Thank you. Thank
you. You were going down.
A lot happened
after you went. And then they like throw stuff on the ice, right? And then there's a lot of tripping hazards.
Worth it.
Worth it. So you did get some fun and weird stuff, and that is fun, and I just think it's hilarious what can happen. But you know, these memories do last forever, and what I found neat was there's a YouTube video of when we won the Challenge Cup in 2015, and I can rewatch that and relive that day and bring back memories. And they, I think it was the Wolster again, there's one on YouTube of behind the scenes when you guys won the Challenge Cup that's up there. If you haven't seen it, you should watch it, because give you chills even if you're not on the team.
Oh, shit. Yeah, I didn't even know it was on there.
I didn't even know that was the thing. I'll watch that for sure.
It's a thing. And it shows you guys out on that balcony with all the sea of fans down there. That looked fun.
Yeah, that was a pretty cool moment. I didn't realize that was a thing until I guess Rob Dowds was saying that we got to go up to the balcony for every championship that they've won. They go up there and just share that moment with, you know, a few thousand fans or however many were down there, and like,
it was
just
neat
to see it. Yeah, just to see their like satisfaction and energy, as well as ours, like that we were just all together. And again, yeah, just the just an unreal experience.
That's a memory for life, right? When you do stuff like that, it's like that parade. I wish I remembered better, because they didn't tell me there was one, and I got carried away. Those are days you never forget, and you know, sometimes you forget parts of it though.
Yeah.
Because they didn't tell you there was a parade, or you would have behaved better, you know. that balcony was pretty cool, but. Tans, I don't know if you'd have this photo, because I'm a super awesome picture hijacker guy. I got a sweet selfie of you up on that balcony with the whole sea of people behind you. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, I've got a good couple hundred photos of the whole thing, so I think I know what you're talking about. There's some cool ones out there for sure.
And you guys all had your gals on the ice, eh? And they look like they're all friends. And I say winning makes you brothers for life, but like, seems like you guys are going to be like family for life. That's what winning does, you know? So the wives get along.
Definitely.
There's no women problem on the Sheffield Steelers.
No, honestly, I think all the girls, especially our three, like they had a chance to meet, you know, this summer, and that kind of known of each other just through our friendship, and and this summer they were able to hit it off at the wedding and hang out and get to know each other. And then just through this year, I think they've been just leaning on each other, reaching out and taking care of each other just the way we have. And I think they have a special friendship as well.
Well, and when you're having a season like you guys are having, it's like, it's not just winning the games that's fun. It's like your whole life is more fun when you win games. It's like the way you walk around town, you know, the way you go to restaurants. It's just more fun when you're winning. And it's part of the girls' lives, too, because when you're on a losing team, man, the days suck, you know? Yeah, just thinking a lot.
Mm-hmm. Definitely worth the win.
So you guys, this all did start at a wedding, though, eh? Champ, you recruited these two, your two buddies that came all the way to your wedding down south?
Yeah, it wasn't, like, really planned, but I did say, like, when I left here, when I talked to Foxy, I was like, yeah, I'm heading to Sausserman's wedding, so, and I know he's, like, he was still playing, actually, like, they were still in playoffs at the time, and...
That's right. I got confused. It was Sauce's wedding. I'm an idiot. I knew that. I've seen the pictures.
Yeah. And I was like, yeah, I'll talk to both of them. And I had known, like, you know, I maybe thought Kev, they had a good run there in Denmark, and he had a pretty good season himself. So I figured, like, maybe there was a chance he'd go back, whatever. I had only talked to him briefly, but I figured I knew that they would be two guys that would be huge to replace the guys that we would potentially be losing. And I mean, it wasn't like, I guess it wasn't like really much of a conversation. It was kind of just like, I told them there's an opportunity, and they're both kind of like, okay, we'll hear you out. And obviously Sauce has had some, and his wife have had some crazy stories over here. So he was like, not totally sold on coming back, and just like, obviously a little bit nervous, and had to make sure everything lined up. And then like, before I left, he's like, yeah, I want to come and play with you guys if you guys are going to play together. So,
well, when you trust your friends, and there are guys that go to Europe and have totally different experiences than other people, and it would make you not want to play hockey as much. But when you end up in a fun place where you're taken care of, is like when I went to Cardiff, it makes hockey fun. And then when you have great dudes on your team, it's like, oh, so I love hockey again. This is weird.
Yeah, I think that was the other thing too, is like, they both know that I'm pretty like diligent, and I would, if they knew that I was enjoying myself and getting treated well, and they obviously trusted, like, if I say that it's a good place, like, I've obviously, you know, crossed the T's and dotted the I's on a lot of stuff over here, and also know their stories too, and like what they had to go through previous teams, and they didn't want to have the same, repeat of that. So for me, I was, kind of adamant that, like, listen, you guys come here, you'll get treated well, you'll get what you need. Like, it's run very professionally. And then obviously we got a good team. We got a good owner, the ownership group, I guess. And the fan support is something like you've never seen before. And I think both of us, or all three of us, sorry, when we won, it was just like, we're all on the ice looking up, and it was like, how could you want to play kind of anywhere else? You have 9,300 fans screaming every game, trying to support you, care about you. It's kind of what you want as a player. And you can't really replicate that feeling anywhere else. Especially, with the fans that are here. So I think it kind of just all fell into place for those guys, and for me to bring them in. And it's an easy sell for me to sell them to Foxy. And I think it was kind of mutual once I left that wedding.
Well, and it seems like it's all still mutual, that everybody's still getting along. It's like the coach opening up and coming back and playing cards. It's like, if you're not really feeling your players, you're not going back and playing cards with them,
Yeah.
Just thinking it out loud. But it is special when you have those relationships with the coach where it's like, you got each other's back,
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Anywho, what else were we talking about? Have we talked about Balmus, this guy on your team that scored 63 points?
No, not we haven't talked about him, but he should be talked about more.
Yeah, there's a lot to talk about.
What's he, a centerman or a winger?
Plays both, but mostly on the wing.
Really? Is he from out East Canada?
Maritimer. He's a caper.
Yeah, okay. So he did come up, I think I asked a Manchester Storm guy who the best player in the league was. I think it was Tyler Heinem, who's from out that way. And he said that's his boy. So he's probably a shed guy if he's a Maritimer, because those guys are dandies out there.
Yeah. The Maritimers stick together, that's for sure. Especially on our team.
Oh, yeah. You got a few of them?
Yeah, I think we got three or four of them, maybe. Yeah, they stick together.
Oh, yeah, they do. I had Culligan and Haddad in Cardiff, and they stuck together, and they were beauties, man. So really my first time around Maritimers, and they're just good old-fashioned boys. They're good dudes, everyone I've met so far. So so that guy's good then, is what we're saying. 63 points, and like everybody else on your team, he was like a plus whatever. Okay. Let's see here. Tansy, was your family there when you won? Did I see a picture of your whole family on the ice?
Yeah, they were there when we won the Challenge Cup, but not the Elite League.
Right. Yeah, it'd be hard to time a vacation around winning the Elite League because you don't know when it's happening, right?
Yeah, exactly. They kind of planned the vacation a little bit late and knew the Challenge Cup was that day. And when they planned it, they kind of were thinking of extending. But, it was just kind of things had to fall into place to be perfectly for them to be here for both trophies. But just glad they got to be here for one. It was a pretty, pretty special moment to be able to share that with them.
Well, it is, especially becoming a pro hockey player, right? It's like for me, I always grew up playing in front of my parents. And then it is different when you become a professional and like your parents aren't in the crowd anymore, right?
Yeah, or if they're in the crowd, you're just like, I don't really know where they are. There's a lot of people here. Yeah. Definitely different. Personally, my parents pretty much watch just about every game anyways, unless if they have, some kind of like special thing, they'll pretty much watch everyone. So definitely lucky to have their support the way that I do. And, it was just awesome to have them there to be able to celebrate with them.
Well, it is nice that they can watch every game and stream it, right? It's like my old ass, when I came to Germany, is like, man, you can't even find like an article on the internet. You can't even find pictures because like I'm that old. Like it was 2007. but yeah, like there's nothing out there, and it's pretty neat the moments they capture for you guys that are on YouTube that the Wolster captures with his cameraman. That guy's a photographer, ain't he?
He's really good at what he does for sure. He's so good at getting the right shot, and he's kind of like in the right spot all the time to make sure that he can capture the right moment. And I've seen him get down on some pretty funny angles to
to get it.
Yeah, to get the right shot. But and he's also a really good person, great guy, and I think like everybody around the organization loves him.
Yeah, you can tell, and it's not even just around your organization; it's around the league. And he does it for Team GB. And shout out to Matthew Myers, my boy, that really connected me with a lot of Shed guys by bringing me back to his testimonial. He just retired from Team GB, and I think those fellows have wrote a Disney movie script from what they've done. I know you guys are newer over there, but I've watched it for the last decade with Dowdy, Jono, who actually played two games for you guys here, but like Bouncy, Richie, my boys, and like Matthew Myers brought me back for his testimonial, and that's where I met Dowdy and Jono and got to know all these guys that were Sheffield Steelers that I maybe had some, you know, I had a bad attitude towards because they ruined my day when they beat us. Then you meet them on a weekend in the off season and you're like, man, these guys are all just like me. They just play for a different team. And, you know, it can change your perception. But anywho, Matthew Myers, great career, dude. And it will be a Disney movie someday. And go Team GB. And the Wolster, he runs amok, man. And when you see him doing the photography, you see the pictures he takes, he's always ready. And he's willing to do more than others to get in the right spots. And I say it always takes everyone to win. And like to get those moments for the rest of your life. So like he is working hard for those.
Yeah, definitely very good at his craft. He works hard. He gets the right angles. And like Dan said, just a super awesome guy too.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So Jono did play two games for you. And was that when you were the captain, Tans?
Because
Dowdy would have been gone.
No.
Yeah.
Isn't this a small world network of Shed guys? So you wore the C when Jonathan Phillips was playing for the Sheffield Steelers in that game. That's wild stuff.
That's pretty crazy for me, actually.
And you know, Jono, he just like kind of wanted to be in the background. He didn't even want people to know that he was playing or like he was signed.
He just wanted to show up and help.
Yeah, basically, he just wanted to, like, be in the room, be with the guys. Like, he wanted no spotlight. And even, like...
That's who he is, though. That's how he's always been.
Yeah, that is really how he is. And even when we won, like, he was at the game. And he just kind of, like, was to himself in the suite and stuff. And nobody would have batted an eye if he came down. Like, he's been a part of this organization for 20 years. But, you know, he just wanted to let the boys have their moment. He's the way he carries himself every day. He's just such a good person. And he not for one second cared that Keb was wearing the C, and like it was not about him, it wasn't his show. And he just was like a piece of the puzzle that day, which that's just like Jono's character.
I know, man. Like the guy played with a broken sternum, and I saw it when I went for that testimonial, and we were chatting in a bathroom and he showed me the bone sticking out, and he's like, yeah, I played like this for weeks, and he like doesn't say nothing to nobody about nothing. And he finally sees a doctor like weeks and weeks later, because he can't like move. and the lady thought he had been in a car accident, and he played hockey through that for weeks. And then, like, timing is everything. He breaks his wrist in the semifinals of the World Championships, his last tournament, and plays the finals with a broken wrist and wins gold to retire. Doesn't even make sense. And nobody's making this movie yet.
You know, you gotta. I don't know if you've heard the latest on him.
Disney reached out that they're gonna make the movie.
No, actually, it's kind of not that nice. He's been practice with the Steel Dogs, and he took on a drill, like a two laps around the ice. He took a slap shot from across the ice. Somebody took a slap shot, hit him right in the mouth, and his teeth are like mangled. His upper palate's broken and shifted. Like. He had a lot of dental repair. Yeah. And the best part about Jono is like, we saw him the other day last week. I think he was at Ice Sheffield after he had like this brace put on. They were like still taking like pieces of broken tooth out of his palate because it was like mended in there. And it was so much pain originally. And he just was like chatting to us as if it was just like another day. He's like, yeah, I'm on a soft diet. It hurt, but you know, whatever. What are you guys up to? Like,
this guy's a different level, dude.
Crazy. Like just having a conversation with him, it was like I was like so mortified to even see. He wanted to, you want to see the photos? I'm like, no.
Like those three stories of what that guy goes through, and He doesn't ask for nothing in return. He doesn't want the spotlight. He just wants his team to win, and he wants to have a good time with his teammates. And what an animal that guy is. And it's like these legends for Team GB that are hanging them up. And it's like, man, that's a sad day. But winning creates a culture. And like now you see the guys that they have with Mosey and Cade Nielsen, the young pup there. Like they have this new wave of hockey players coming out of Great Britain. And I can't wait to see where Great Britain hockey is in like 10 to 20 years, man. I think it's going to be wild. What's the minor hockey like in Sheffield? You guys see much of it around there, or you just see your own stuff?
You see a little bit. When we're at the practice rink over at Sheffield, there's two sheets over there. Or, you know, before we're leaving, sometimes we leave from there for games, and we'll see like games on the ice there. But
it's all about how they raise their puppies, though, right? Like,
what's that?
It's all going to be how they raise their puppies in minor hockey, like what Team GB looks like in a decade, I think.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely a growing sport over here. You know, football is obviously way bigger here. So that definitely takes priority over most things, but it's definitely growing. You know, you're seeing just more kids at games, and, you know, the level of play is getting, I mean, obviously we've only been here for 1 year, but from what we've heard, like the level of play is getting a lot better too.
Oh yeah, you guys are so much better than me. I'm just kidding. It has gotten a lot better. Like you see it in the stats and everything too. It's like back in the day, there could be a guy with like a ton of points, and it's like now it's like seems like a way harder league for people to get like a point a game and than it used to be.
Yeah.
Anywho, Cardiff's like it's gotten crazy with hockey from where I went to where it is now, and I love to see that. And then you see the Sheffield Arena, man, you see your championship photo, there is a lot of fans in that barn, isn't there?
Yeah,
nuts.
So
what was so you guys first played together in Innsbruck, Austria, Sauce?
Yeah, it was the COVID year, or the year coming out of the COVID year, 2021.
Oh, so you had, like, no fans and stuff?
Well, we started, yeah. It was weird because they were, like, Europe had kind of gone, like, really strict off the bat. And then, like, the U.S. had kind of followed, U.S. and Canada had followed suit. But then by the time we were going back, they were like, oh, things are going to start opening up a little bit. So you might get to, like, see, do things. And so we got a chance to do a few things. And we had, like, maybe four or five games at the start of that season where we had, like, fans. And then we hit like October, right around like Halloween. And then we got shut down for 2 weeks because a number of teams had multiple guys. And then after that, it was a ghost town in the rink. Only essential personnel was there. And
bad
it was tough. It was just
that's
a different,
not
like,
so different than like that. You I mean, see what you guys like, are doing now with all the fans in the arena and everybody having so much fun and enjoying the game. Different time of life that was.
Yeah, it just was a weird like dynamic, but then it was like also personally one of my funnest years just because of the group that we had there, you know, our group of imports, and we had some really good Austrian dudes that were, you know, good guys off the ice and like good to hang around with. And I mean, we couldn't go out to the bars and do the stuff in restaurants maybe that we wanted to or sightsee as much, but like, you know, we played board games. We lived for the road trips and like playing cards on the bus. Like we, you know, movie nights at one guy's house. Like we just alternated. Like we found a way to like make it a fun year without being able to do anything really.
Cause Innsbruck's like a nice city, right? Like if it would have been a normal year, it seems like a beauty spot to be, right?
Yeah. It's gorgeous. I thought it was anyway.
So the first 3 weeks we were buzzing around trying to like, you know, just normal touristy stuff, and I thought that was like we were in such a beautiful city. And then when we got shut down, I was like, god damn, we should have done like more. Yeah. While we could have.
It's kind of like when you end up back in your shed and like you never leave this town and you don't go anywhere other than go minor hockey, and you're like, I lived in Germany for 6 years and that's all the stuff I did. Like I could have done way more stuff. And it's like the national team breaks, I think those are important for hockey players. You guys have been in the mainland Europe where you get usually sometimes two a year where you get like a week off. And those are the memories you hang on to. It's winning trophies, and getting to see the world, you know? But yeah. Tans, none of you guys went back to Innsbruck, Austria. All three of you met there. You all say you had such a great group. Not one of you went back, huh?
Yeah. I mean, I think they maybe just wanted a bit of change of scenery. I know some of these guys were offered stuff, but we all had pretty good seasons. And so there was some money elsewhere for all of us. Actually, we all got a decent raise from what we made that year because we, I mean, Champ led the league in points.
No I big think deal.
Boss and I were like the third and fourth top scoring defenseman in the league too, something like that. So, and as a team, we didn't make playoffs. So I think they just wanted to, you know, move on with
other
sports. So.
Yeah, I do know. It's like my last year in Germany. I've been doing it for 6 years in that league, and it's like I had another good year. I was second on the team in scoring, and you know, but we got put out first round, and it's like, well, there's only so many Germans. Imports, lots of you out there. Smell you later. but anywho, let's see here. So Innsbruck, but then you went to like. So Slovakia and Czechia. So just small world stuff. Now I shouldn't say too much, but a guy I know that's pretty local to here played in Slovakia and Czechia this year. And I haven't spoken to him personally, but just from speaking with his old man, I don't think he's like loving hockey at the moment. Like he always has his whole life. And man, there are places in Europe that if he's listening, there are a lot of places that can make hockey really fun out there. And if you can get to Czechia and Slovakia and be a captain everywhere else, I think you still got doors open. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just a very, very different, it was a culture shock.
Culture, lifestyle, everything's different, right? And then you get to the UK, and it's, for me, it's like, man, you people are a lot like me.
Yeah, I think too, just their mindset on hockey. Obviously, they take it so seriously and everything, but I think it was just, again, the North American style of hockey is like, it's just the physicality, like the being well-rounded in all these areas, and sometimes. You get over into those countries and they just play a different style, just a completely different style than like what we're used to. And sometimes it is hard on us to adjust to that style. They're bringing us in to try to help their team, but it's like at some point, like you do have to like kind of, in my opinion, you have to try to tailor a little bit to like what you're bringing in. Yeah, you know, but it's like a give and take. Like it's like, hey, we're not like asking you to change your whole setup for the guys you brought in, but it's like we got unreal offensive skill guys, and we're asking them to chip the puck in and forecheck and we're taking their creativity to what got them there in the first place. Like, I mean, it's just
and
like,
who they are and how they play.
I mean, we're like. We're putting Champ on the fourth line in Czech to play minutes there. Like, no, that's not where he belongs. You got to give him some leash to like give him success, for him to like do well for you. And it was kind of the same in Slovakia. I felt like Kevin and I had a little bit of a leash on us at times where we weren't able to be as creative and, play to our strengths at times.
Playing the game. That's it.
Yeah, it's just that's hard. Everybody wants to feel valued as a player, and it was hard that year to like feel valued as a player. And then obviously they have a different mindset when they approach the game. So that was not one and done for me.
No, and places tend to get I think the words like reputations around Europe and pro hockey, and agents out there. There's different ones that will put you anywhere or know what they're doing, but doesn't sound like a lot has changed from what I heard in Slovakia this year. There were imports came and went, and it wasn't like a team, it's like when I go to Landshut, Germany, and they had just enough imports. We had no extra imports. we were the five that were going to play, and these are our Germans, and this is our team this year. And it's like, this is awesome. Let's go do this together. And then you end up making it to the finals and becoming a goal away. And I think that's what you needed in a team, is like, not to have all the shakeups and not having a culture and identity, bringing in new guys all the time. It's like, work with what you got and get better, you know? Just anyways. Tans, your old team, the Blue Foxes, are playing my old team, Sunderjyski.
One nothing, right?
I think they've only played one, and Mac got a shutout in it. Because I think I'm funny sometimes with my posts. I try to entertain myself, but I won a championship in Sunderjyski, and I had a pretty good year. And I have a young family, and then we're about to have another one, and like, I'd finished second in the league in scoring, and we won the championship, and then I go in for my exit meeting 2 days after winning. Like, I'm just at the end of having fun, and like, haven't even packed up the apartment, like, and I go in for my exit meeting, and they're like, yeah, we're going a different direction, we're gonna do this and that. And I was like, so like, you don't want me back, like, at all. You're not even going to, like, offer me anything. Like, you just, like, straight up, I'm a free agent again. And this is with a young family when you've just left Germany, and then you think you've accomplished it. You're back. You've done it. And then it's right out on Elite Prospects, Brent Walton to unknown, 2 days after winning a championship. And it's like, look at how bad I look now. I want Herning to beat them. That's what I want. Even if their coach is my buddy that I won with, and I do hope you do well, but you really pissed me off. You know? That's hockey in Europe, though, ain't it?
It is. And more, I guess.
What's that?
What have you done for me lately, and more?
Right. And Herning throws Twix on the ice for Mac, and they sell Twix out of a cardboard cutout in the lobby, and you get the Twix out of his butt. You know, that's hockey. So Herning's supporting the Shed. They've even shared some things, and they had a lot of Twix when they're on the ice. And you were in that game, eh, Tansy?
Yeah, that was crazy.
Wasn't it? That's fun, isn't it? Can't believe all the fun stuff that's happened from talking to people by Shed. Like, you guys getting chocolate too. Small world. Anywho. What else do you, I got? You got anything? What's your favorite restaurant in Sheffield? Where'd you guys go after you won? Where's that trophy on top of your head?
I think that's at Grapes. That's like a old English singing bar. Like, where you just go into a room and everybody takes turns to sing a song, kind of thing. So we got a couple of guys who can play guitars, and then we just kind of spend the whole night talking, and then someone will sing a song, and then, you know, talk again and sing a song. It's a good time, and it's a great place to wear a trophy on your head.
You guys have that many musicians that you guys can play guitars and sing?
The thing is, you become more of a musician after you drink a couple beers.
And win a championship. I bet. I always became a dancer more than a singer.
Okay.
Yeah.
A little bit of both.
Yeah.
So did you do the balcony both times then? You did it for the league and the Challenge Cup? That's a cool tradition.
It's definitely pretty cool. At first, we were just kind of like, guys who hadn't been there were like, what are we going onto the balcony for? Like, and we just partied in the room. And then we went out and saw it, and we're like, oh, this is why.
Yeah. Well, so if you guys would have won in Cardiff, that would have been like a whole different thing then, eh? It's probably nice you won at home.
Yeah. I mean, apparently we were going to go out on the balcony when we got back at 3 a.m. in the morning.
And they would have been there waiting for you.
Probably not as much, but yeah, there would have been people waiting for us there, apparently. So pretty wild.
Pretty passionate fan base you guys have, eh? And Tansy, if just a word of advice, I mean, I know with the season you guys are having for a team and Foxy, be hard to keep everybody, because pretty well everybody deserves a raise. And it's like, you can't pay everybody more money. So just thinking out loud, if I'm you, maybe get a piece of your jersey sales, because, man, I've seen your jersey in a lot of photos around the world.
Yeah,
just get a little piece of that pie then, eh? Because you're selling jerseys over there.
Maybe.
Anywho, but yeah, like when you guys have a season like this, right? It's like that Bulmus guy and all you guys that are like plus 25 and have this many points and woohoo, you guys won. Like next year, it's got to get confusing for a team, right? When they have a budget to keep everybody. Sauce, you think?
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how Foxy handles that. I mean, I know that a lot of us have talked about, you know, the possibility of being able to play in Champions League. Like, that would be a cool opportunity if we were to all come back. And I guess I can't speak for anybody else, but myself, you know, I don't think I would need as much of a pay raise, you know, to come back and try to, like,
as normal, right?
Run the table and do it again. If everybody's going to be here and we're going to have the same looking group, you know, maybe for sure a couple guys will leave, you know, move on or just retire, be done. But, you know, we're just trying to plug in a couple pieces. You know, we have 13 to 15 guys that come back. Like, it'd be fun to try to do it again. And then I think it's been a goal of mine to try to play in Champions League. And so I don't think, you know, I definitely wouldn't want to be, putting them under financial pressure just because, right. Like, hey, I want to come back just because
when
everybody
you get
else
to
is
that,
coming back.
You get to that stage in your career where you realize, like, when you're, you know, low 20s or mid 20s and you're chasing, you know, making money in the game, right? It's like when you get to a certain age, it's like, I just want to win. Like, I just want to win. That's all I want.
Yeah. For sure. I think we all have our number in our head that we're like, hey, you know, this is what I need for my bills and whatever in my life. Yeah. And, you know, obviously we're not making millions. And so it's we play this game now for this, being with our friends and winning. And, you know, so
I do know. And I mean, a goal of mine in my career was to ever be in a video game. You know, I never did accomplish that. Other than my son made my character downstairs. But when you go in Champions League, like, your team's in NHL, like, it's in the video game. And, like, if you can take yourself back to a 10-year-old boy and, like, see the people on the screen, it's like when the Cardiff Devils were in the Champions League and my son gets the NHL game and Mosey and Dixon and Joey Martins was on Graz. But, like, all my buddies were in the video game and I was like, oh my God, this is so cool. Like, they did it.
I guess you're a little bit older than us, obviously, but I think we've been in a video game. What, playing in the American League or the Coast? They had, I remember I was, I think 2018, maybe 2017, whatever that year it was when they started putting the, farm teams, and I think we're all in the game at some point.
I was too old, so my closest chances were, there was a time where everybody on an NHL deal, when, like, my rookie year, everybody on an NHL deal was in the video game, and I was on an American League deal, so they didn't include those guys, and then they didn't include the American League or Coast in any games while I was playing. And then Cardiff won right after I left, and then they were in the Champions League, and then all of them were in the video game. I was like 2 years out.
Yeah.
Tough bounce, but it'd be cool for you guys to be in it as a team, and this all the fans could play as the Sheffield Steelers on the NHL video game.
Oh yeah.
That's cool. Yeah. Yep. Be nice if Cardiff was in the game too, and it'd be cool if Manchester. So Manchester beat you guys at home for the first time in 5 years. Did you know that? Shed boost. Did you guys know that the guy put the empty net goal in, that Wolster took a photo of the two L's and Hockey Tails logo as Crystal put in the empty net? I'm not trying to start fights. It's just, it was hockey to me.
Sometimes you get beat.
Did you see the logo on the back of his jersey, though? That's cool, isn't it?
No, I didn't see it.
Seriously? Oh. You guys have already played Manchester 57 times this year.
Yeah, something like, we play them again on Sunday. So
check out the back of the captain's jersey, man, and then giggle to yourself and say, wow, that's hockey, man.
I gotta look now.
And I am going to finish paying my bill, Manchester. Hopefully you can pay all the players because your sponsors have paid up, but I am getting there. Just sent you more money, Finner. I'm getting there, bud. We're going to start another raffle at aleshockeytales.com. But seriously, I'm going to put up another raffle of two Ales and Hockey Tales jersey with 18 Walton on the back, folks. If you listen to this in like a week or two, it'll be up by then. And help me pay my bill, because having a logo on the back of a pro hockey player's jersey is cool, no matter what team you cheer for. So please help me support hockey and fun, right? There we go. Let's see here. So all I got else written down is because, like, my boys just did it in their hometown. I told them before the game, I'm like, pro hockey's different. It's like you all come from different places and you're all hockey guys and you guys can become brothers for life. But it's like, this is different. It's like, this is your hometown. This is your friends from your hometown, and you'll have this bond forever. And it's like winning with your best friends in hockey is like the best thing ever, isn't it? And seeing that picture of you three donkeys in front of the net with that smiles on your face is just like, oh my gosh, they're just having so much fun with life right now. Who
yeah,
wants
yeah.
that one? Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I guess it's almost back to work now, eh? You had your fun.
Yeah, we were in the rink this morning. That was the first time, well, other than Tuesday, but this morning I was just kind of like sweat it out and get back to some normalcy at the rink. And we had a skate and stuff. So it'll be tomorrow practice, and then Saturday, Sunday game. And then I think we play Fife Wednesday, Belfast Friday, Saturday. So yeah, it'll come up pretty quickly. And then like you said, the playoffs start the following week. It's a quick turnaround to get right into the playoff weekend. So obviously it's nice to enjoy it a little bit, but there's still like, you want to make sure you're kind of keep it sharp and
It's weird to listen to this because your season's very much kind of aligned with mine. Is like, our records are very much the same. And then we won our group. And at first I was like, this is so awesome. We have 3 weeks until all Ontario's. We can just enjoy this and like let the boys have a party and stay up late and all the parents can just enjoy it. And it's not like we're going into the all Ontario's next weekend. It's like, have your night, you know, whatever. And then we canceled the practice to go support the under 15 Canucks. Because we were still a couple weeks out, but it's like, now I'm starting to like get agitated and all worked up. Cause it's like, I still have a week and a half until we do this thing. And like, I can't wait, but it's like, when you guys get to playoffs, it's like, you guys won both trophies and you guys have had fun. It's like, but Cardiff, I know they're itching. And it's like Manchester. They're showing everybody they can play. It's going to be a battle in the playoffs, ain't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Playoffs are fun.
You know, every team has pretty much beaten every team in this league. It's
and it happens fast in a back to back, right?
Yeah, exactly. It's just, you know, it's two quick games. It's a 120 minute game in like less than 2 days. So, and happens quick. You got to be ready.
Mm-hmm. And don't forget your weird and fun things for all three of you, right? Why does tan? I always say in hockey, everybody should be included. It's like, why is Tansman the only person that gets weird and fun things? Like, I know the sauce would like more oil, beard oil, right?
I know. I'm still searching for a new company too.
And folks, if you're going to the game and you know of some good beard oil,
toss that over.
Right, toss it over.
Toss that over.
Right, champ. What do you got?
Olive oil for my hair, just if anybody has it's over.
I was thinking you get some product in that hair, eh? It looks like some good flow you got going on there.
Natural shine.
Is it just a dab of olive oil on the fingers and push through or what?
Yeah. We have to get the big jug at Costco. Half of it goes into the pasta sauce, the other half on my head.
two tablespoons.
So you want olive oil and beard oil? Is that good with the sauce? And that, you know, and then whatever other fun and wacky things, right? Tans, like I know you had some fun things thrown on the ice the other day, right?
What's that? Yeah. Come on, keep me guessing.
Yeah.
Just keep them guessing, folks. Fun is fun. And I thank you so much for making the time, guys. I know it's busy times, and hockey players are busy this time of year, and it is a grind. It's the grind part of the year, but it's nice you guys got to let your hair down and enjoy it. And that you've closed her out early enough that you guys could have that fun practice and enjoy winning, right?
Thanks, man. It's been fun, and always fun being on the podcast.
Well, thanks for making the time, guys. We're going to be doing this again. Playoffs, you know, I'm in my shed. I'm just watching the games. I got to get some Storm guys on and shed boost them. Hopefully some Devils will come on. You know, these new school guys that don't know me, you know, it's hard to convince them to come to the shed. I don't know what I'm doing wrong. You know? Maybe it's because I sponsored the Storm. I don't know. I just want them to throw Kit Kats to Mosey, and I'll have lots of people on from the Devils, folks. You just got to get involved, right? But congratulations so far on your season. I know it's not over yet, but you know, winning is forever, and you guys have already done that twice this year. That's pretty impressive, you know?
Thanks, man.
Yeah, thanks for having us. Appreciate it.
Shut your ears. I always say that in hockey, good people win, and the people that celebrate each other's goals the most win. And Sauce, I've seen you jump into people's faces and bear hug their faces with like your belly right in their mouth. And it's like, you guys are celebrating each other's goals. And like, you see the pictures after a team win and the hugs. And it's like, if you watch the YouTube video about the Devils in 2015 and you see the guys all hugging and it's celebrating after, and then you watch yours and it's like, they're all like the same. We're just wearing different jerseys, you know? I like seeing people win stuff. Just, it's fun.
Yep, absolutely. And just enjoying each other's success, I think, has been the funnest part of this year. So, and we're not done yet. One more.
And that's how you build teams, is when you enjoy other people's successes, right? And the teams with the jealousy and stuff like that, that just doesn't work. Well, good luck against everybody but Cardiff and Manchester, right?
Well, we'll take luck against all of them.
Just having fun in my shed, folks. But congratulations, fellas. And thanks for coming on. Thanks for being shed guys. Takes everybody to win. And this has been another episode of, oh no, I'm doing it wrong, of Two Ales and Hockey Tales with the Sauce, Tans, and the Champ.
Two Ales and Hockey Tales with Wally. For the fans to the players living their hockey dream. Two Ales and Hockey Tales with Wally. Kim Carden, Sendriewski, and everywhere. Remember, kids, when it is fun. Two Ales and Hockey Tales with Wally. Two Ales and Hockey Tales with Wally. Two Ales and Hockey Tales with Wally. Some chocolate, please.